5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, where we talk about all things Fresno with you always. Josh Teehee, a famous Whitewater, and Mike C of the Dorktown Network.
Hey, it's me. You threw me off. You went to the one. You're usually at two. Yeah, yeah. Then we start with the banner, and then you went to one. But I reacted well to it.
It was good.
Yeah. I got another vote against doing that from a fellow podcaster. Okay. I won't name any names because this person might be a listener. Oh, and okay. I was like, hey, what do you think of the bang?
Annoying.
That person's like, nope.
No, don't do it.
I'm like, but the bear.
But it's the signature. We should just not do it one time.
Yeah, and just see if anyone freaks the F out.
If anyone says anything. Yeah.
Like, now what happened to the bear? Right. It will probably be nobody.
Right.
Or the only thing will be like, thank God you finally stopped doing that.
Right. Someone might say something, but in a just like, oh, hey, no more of that, huh?
Okay. Because we did get support for it, but the support was like, hey, if you guys think it's cool, then do it. There wasn't anything like, oh, I love you when you guys do that. Right, keep it in. It was just like, hey, you know, if you like it, then keep it. Yeah.
If that's your thing, if that, you know. People like us, so I guess we'll just have to deal with it.
It's not a big enough deal, but go ahead, do it.
Right. Yeah. So big time.
Big time. We're in December. I just got back, not literally, but did the Christmas tree lane walk this year.
Okay. And was it insane?
Oh my gosh. I hadn't done the walk in a couple years, I mean, it's always insane, but this was just, this was just wall to wall. Like if you even tried to stop in the road, slow down, you just get trampled almost. Like you had to, it was tough to turn around. At one point we had to turn around before the end and, It was like skillful trying to get on the I-5 at 5 o'clock in LA to try and get around, turn it around. So it was crazy.
I tried to go to my favorite place, Whole Foods. And
you forgot. I talked to somebody today, did the same thing. Was like, oh, I was meeting friends at Fig Garden Village, and I forgot the walk, and I couldn't park.
Right there, was, and so I just came. I was like, well, this is not for me today. So I just came up.
Looks like it's Trader Joe's today.
Right. I wonder how much revenue. So obviously, they get probably more revenue just by having those. But how much revenue they lose from just like people not being able to
That's
go
true.
There?
That's true. Cuz they're just people aren't really at Whole Foods, they're just parking.
Right. Yeah. So, was it normal? Was it better than normal?
The displays?
Yeah,
it was a little bit more ramped up, you know. It wasn't dramatically different. Still all the classic stuff is there.
Right.
I noticed is we were walking with somebody that was like into, you know, houses and there was a couple being built, like rebuilt.
Yes.
Really weird looking. Like it's just in the stages of being a shell, but it's like sort of mid-century modern. Looks like an office building almost.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
we're trying to figure out like what's going on over there.
There are a few buildings that I have seen. So I rode on Thanksgiving actually. Rode my bike down to my parents' house and was on that road and just checking it out. And yeah, there were a couple of new construction, which is weird for that. You would think for that strip because. Like, or I don't know if it's actually new construction. The house you're talking about may actually be like a massive remodel or something.
Yeah, it was hard to see. It was at not dark, so.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. So would you recommend, there's another walk night happening soon. Would you recommend, let's say, to anyone to go take part in the walk night?
I would.
If stay in their car.
Especially, you know what? The car, to me, the car would be worse. I haven't done car in a while because the car line goes out to Blackstone.
Shields,
and it's like that seems
to, all the way past to the 41.
Right. So yeah, to me, that feels like it would be worse than you know, than forever. Parking somewhere in Old Fig and just walking.
Yeah. Right.
So
right.
I kind of rather do.
Or if you live in the tower, you could definitely walk. If you live, anywhere around there. So
just be prepared to walk. I mean. I'm pretty out of shape, so I was getting sore just doing that walk. If I had to walk from the tower, that'd be a trek. But you could
ride
do
your
it.
Bike also. I've
yeah, ride that, your bike. But you couldn't do you couldn't ride your bike on the walk night though. Just an FYI, really? It's too thick. It is too thick. You wouldn't be able to do it.
I want to say that bikes are not allowed on the walk.
They might not be. I don't know, but I didn't see anybody on biking. But I don't think you possibly could stay upright. Because of the
now, do you take in any other Christmas displays?
I not really, because I know there's a big one out in Northeast Clovis or whatever.
There's a couple of Clovis ones.
Yeah, I've never actually gone. I went over because Bells lives over there.
Oh, okay.
And one year we went over there, and the girls took the kids over and let us be guys at the house for a little while. And you can take that for whatever you feel like taking that for. And I didn't go. And they said it was cool, but it's not even anymore. I guess I'm just old or whatever, but anymore just going to, East Clovis or Northeast, Northeast Fresno or something. It's just like, that's like another town out there.
I'm never going to do it.
I'm just so neighborhood, I live in Northwest, so I'm just all Northwest all day, and then once in a while tower downtown, and that's pretty much it.
And have you been to like Zoo Lights or any of those?
Yeah, I have been to Zoo Lights, and we want to go this year again. I haven't gone in a couple of years, but Zoo Lights is cool.
So Zoo Lights, I have been several years in a row. Very much enjoy it. Don't know if I'll be getting out this year, but. I think it's definitely worth people going to. I think it's pretty cool, fun kind of thing, especially the Sea Lion Cove.
I haven't seen the Sea Lion Cove.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's before pretty cool, that, with the lights and everything, and it's open at night. I'm not sure. I haven't heard anything whether or not they're going to do the African exhibit with the lights. If they did, I think that would be really
cool. I haven't heard. I've seen a commercial for it, but they didn't mention that the African exhibit as far as anything. It was just
And that might be close for this. I'm not sure, but cool. So there it is. There's our Christmas wrap up. There's actually this global winter wonderland happening down in Tulare. And it's like it takes over the entire Tulare County Fairgrounds.
Oh, okay. I think I've seen that in the B or something.
It's like a festival, like literally a festival of lights, like Fresno Fair meets.
Right. And then they kind of do that at Wilbur Park.
And they have like rides. And
they kind of did that at Wilbur Park once before. I don't think as heavy as that, what you're talking about, but I remember they did that. Once or twice at Warwick Park, you would drive around and there was.
That would be real
but
fun.
But it wasn't that. I don't think it was that. There was that much stuff to be like, whoa.
Right. Well, I think that, if anyone's listening and they have good ideas on where to go to see Christmas light kind of stuff, they should share it with us.
There was a street. In the neighborhood I used to live in, sort of like on the outskirts of the Tower District and off of, Shields and Fruit. South of Shields. It might be the first street or second street south of Shields. I think it's the first street. And it's just kind of, it's just a neat, random, just regular neighborhood street. And somehow the street, everybody, like not everybody, but most people put up big displays. So it was just kind of this easy access random thing right by my house that we used to like doing. But I went by it last year, and it definitely downgraded. There's still some people trying, but it was not nearly what it was. Because before, a few years ago, it was pretty legit. Like,
yeah,
a little hidden gem kind of display that no one really talked about. But I can't speak to it this year though.
Well, maybe I'll take a ride around and
see
what's going on.
West of Fruit, south of Shields.
All right, there it is.
Check it out. Maybe it's back.
All right, so there's our Christmas roundup wrap up for you. What else has been going on in Fresno that we need to talk about?
Well, Swearingen's winding down last month of. When is exactly the date that Brand is?
I don't know.
Is taking his January brand 1st? Of mayorship.
January 1st.
Is it going to be January 1st?
I don't know. That's just what I'm
Because that's not what the presidency is like. I the 15th or something like that. 20th. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But we should know that as
you would think we should.
Citizens,
but she's entering. I can tell she's entering her last month because she's retweeted a couple of my tweets and
zero.
She doesn't care now. She's like, screw it. I'll retweet something the president did.
That's great. That's great.
I'm just all last month. She doesn't care now.
True.
But being we've been doing this since her whole time she's been there, I know what your answer is, but our general answer is like positive, and she's done a great job. And
oh, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I've had very little. Only one thing I remember being on the opposite side of what she was doing was the whole trash thing when she was trying to change the trash people and make it privatize it. I wasn't that one. I was actually totally opposite on her, but I can't really think of anything else major that I was like, that's crappy job, Ashley, or whatever.
Well, I know that we talked about this last time a little bit, but I really think she's, you know, the coolest mayor in the United States. I mean, like, that really is that cool and that engaged. She seemed really engaging, you know, with
genuine too. Like, I think that's what we all kind of crave for in a politician is just to see, this person's being a normal person and not, telling me one thing right now and acting different when they're at home, you know. I feel she's who she even. Having never really officially met her, I feel like that's she's how she is at home as how she is at work.
So I just saw I think it was a Facebook post. Do you know who Laura Splotch
Yes, is? Of course.
Okay, so Laura
famous Splotch, in the Fresno music scene. If you know the Fresno music scene, you should know Laura.
A promoter, fan, different things, but. So, and she's always out at everything, and she was out at the new park, and we can talk about that in a second, downtown, the Cultural Arts District Park or whatever, and I had this picture with the mayor, and it was just so cool to me.
Oh, Laura Splotch and the mayor, that's a cool picture.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And, like, that's, you know, it's sort of like, kind of like, you know, Portlandia, you know, how Portlandia has the...
They actually have the mayor on the show.
Right. It's like that, but, you know, not sarcastically funny. Like, yeah. You know, actually, cool. Anyway. There's a park downtown now.
We have a new park in Fresno.
Well...
Downtown, even.
Yeah. It's in the Cultural Arts District, and it's right there in the midst of all of the Granville stuff, and it is cool.
It looks cool.
It looks really cool. So there's these
lights.
Giant canopy light fixture LED things that are just look really wonderful at night. And, you know, so it opened this week, on Thursday, I think. And I have walked by there the last 2 days. So yeah, Saturday and then, today. Families out playing in the play thing with their kids and like, you know, not like a ton of people, but you know, way, way more than normally we're out and about.
Yeah.
In that area, you know? So it's like, I think it's really doing what, parks are supposed to do, right? It's like engage the community or whatever and get people out and about.
Right.
And I feel like that's exactly what it's doing. So, I was like Saturday afternoon, I was walking around down from my house and going to the beer garden and there were a ton of people out there and just, you know, you could hear kids screaming, dogs running, different things. And it was just really cool. And I thought, man, this is, you know, this is what we've been needing for a while. So I'm glad that we have it. And it really looks cool. And it looks like, you know, there's a big space there that for the opening, they had a stage and bands playing and different stuff. So I hope, my hope is that, you know, they would be able to use that as like a venue, you know. For instance, if there had, if that had been there several years ago when we were doing Fuse Fest, it would have made a ridiculously awesome.
I thought about this. I thought the same thing. Is just like, ah, where was this for Fuse Fest? Even though we did kind of use that spot.
It's right there on Fulton. I mean, you know, and, you know, or if, you know, Catacomb decides, they're going to do another, festival or something or anyone.
Or I mean, Summer Sweat.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, it's just a perfect spot. You could throw up a big stage there, and just, you know, have at it. I think it's really cool. So.
Although Summer Sweat, which you have to charge.
A welcome addition to my neighborhood anyway. I'm very excited about it. So.
Very cool. Like, yay. I think of it as, too, is this is how my mind works as watching sporting events all my life and always paying attention to the city they're in. And when they do, when they kind of come back from commercial or there's some sort of slow part, they'll just, you know, do like 10 seconds of a medley of shots of the city.
Yeah.
And I when I saw that, I immediately thought, oh, there's a shot they can use if, you know, they do a Fresno broadcast from Fresno and they would do a shot of that park at night, you know?
Crazy. I mean, it really looks cool. I mean, and it definitely, I don't think I've seen anything like that anyplace else around town. So whoever came up with that idea, kudos.
And that's what we need as a city is just details like that.
Yeah,
that's what that's what people come away with is the, you know, actual something unique and and different and cool instead of just like here, grass, trees, benches.
Right. If you saw that driving by, you know, you would just be blown away and like, oh my God, what is this craziness in? You know, the middle of what a lot of people think is like a kind of crappier part of town. So, yeah, it's good. I'm happy to have it, and I don't know how much I'll use it, whatever using it means, but there's like kind of some gym equipment, monkey bar kind of stuff. So I think I'm just going to go.
There you go, man. Work out in front of all the apartments. Because that's what I would just think of as just people are in their apartment looking down there going, look at this. Look at this yutz.
Look at this guy. Dude.
Ooh, good. Yeah. Working out there, are you? Ooh.
What you don't know, though, is I am awesome.
Yeah, they don't know.
They would be like, oh, man, look at that guy. He is going at it.
That guy's cool.
Look at him. Just go. Hit five chin-ups.
You'll just hear something from a balcony. You won't know where, but you'll just hear,
yeah.
Hey, you cool, bro?
Right. Hey. Whistles. I'll give some cat call. that's what I'm looking forward to. So that is happening downtown. What else?
Well, there's
you're leading the way on all
that. Do we have to, if with the, the downtown continues the resurgence. That means parking. The old parking question keeps cycling back.
So I hadn't heard anyone talking about parking in a while. Right, downtown parking.
Yeah, we're like, hey man, why isn't someone complaining about parking right now?
Right. it right on schedule. Here it was. Like, you know, it had been what, probably, you know, 12 months or so since someone had brought up downtown parking. And so there was a story in the B the other day about city council. They were wanting to put forth some sort of motion to deal with parking. So apparently the city-owned parking garages are woefully underused.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really making any, but that's both like in the amount of cars that are parking there, and then also the amount of revenue they're making for the cars, because I guess a bunch of people have deals for like monthly rates and stuff that are well under what they should be getting charged. And then the parking meters are just kind of crappy and kind of suck, and no one likes them, and blah blah blah. So they're trying to figure out how to fix all that. Was the story.
Mm-hmm.
But really the story was that, you know, I found the story was that Clint Olivier and Steve Brandow came in to
the Wonder,
you know,
Twins.
To naysay all this and just be like, Fresno parking sucks. We need to get rid of all of the parking and privatize it. They wanted to sell, I think Clint Olivier was, his point was that they should, you know, the city owns these parking structures that aren't making money. Well, why don't they just sell them and let someone who knows what they're doing come in and use them? And also that people don't like paying for parking downtown.
Uh-huh.
It's this whole thing. And people don't, I don't think people frame this correctly. So there was a lot of back and forth as the story was out, and Clint Olivier was, you know, posting about it back and forth, and people were replying to him saying, you know, the typical, which is like, I would come downtown if I didn't have to pay for parking, mm-hmm. or if parking, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
To which I say, no, you would not.
I call shenanigans, yeah. No.
I mean, really, because I don't believe it, you know. And mm-hmm. and again, it goes back to that whole thing of like, people pay for parking all the time. They just don't realize it, you know,
mm-hmm.
because someone is paying for that giant parking, all that parking that's around
River Park.
Someone pays for that. That's not free, you know.
Right.
That land is not free. Like, you know, it's owned by someone. And someone is paying for it, you know. So you may not pay for it as a consumer on the front end, but trust me, you're paying for it, and rightfully so. You know, it's space.
Yep.
So, and then I have this problem,
and it's every city charges for parking downtown. I don't.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Find me a city bigger than Fresno that, like, all of downtown is free to park.
Right. Right.
It's just not, that's not a right. thing.
And so I think there's a couple issues. I mean, one of them is I think people just, they think that there's no parking, even though there is, because mm-hmm. there's all these parking garages that apparently aren't being used, right? I mean, the occupancy rate is low. So I think that's part of the problem. And then I think part of the problem is that people don't want to pay. You know, it's like, I don't know, $2 an hour or something, or I mean, it's some ridiculously low rate comparatively. You know, like you go to San Francisco and you pay, you know, $40 for parking or whatever it is. You know, so there's definitely things they could do better. I mean, I will admit that if I have to park downtown, I get pissed because I don't have change all the time. I would like to be able to pay with a credit card or a smartphone app would be awesome. Although I've heard that that's sort of in the works, or they mm-hmm. might be trying to work something like that.
Yeah,
so that
at would be awesome. This day and age, you got, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still old school overall. Usually I've changed my pocket, but
yeah,
at this point you've got, yeah, I'm an old man. At this point you have to have some way to pay with a card for pretty much everything now. So,
So I was in Sacramento, not too long ago, and, I parked, in the place that I was parking. It was like 2 hour parking between 6 and 10 or whatever the time was. And it was probably like, 7 o'clock. And so, we were going to be there longer than 2 hours, but I was like, meh, whatever.
Yep. If I get a ticket,
right? You know, because it was like we had driven around. There wasn't any parking. So it was free parking, you know, for 2 hours. Anyway, I come back out and there's a ticket on my car, and I was so mad. I was like, I shouldn't have been mad because I knew it was going to happen, right? Because I was parking.
Yeah.
I get the ticket, and it was a warning. They gave me a warning parking ticket.
Wow.
I was like, I think it was because like the guy actually wrote the ticket like at 9:45 or something, mm-hmm. and was just like, well, but, that's pretty cool. I thought that was really awesome. And that made me like want to go to Sacramento again and actually pay for parking. Cause like, hey, you helped me out. So, that's something maybe Fresno could do.
Yeah.
So because they do a pretty good job of enforcing
they're on it.
So, which is fine. I mean, they should. That's, you know, if we have those things, they should enforce it. You know, I personally just don't think there's a parking's not the problem, like with downtown, you know, and I really, people who are like, oh, I'd go downtown if it was not for the parking, and they're lying. I don't think that's true. You know, I just think like, because
if there was an IKEA, and a Bass Pro, and a Buca de Pepo, they go down there and park, find a way to park.
Dave and Buster's something.
Dave and Buster's.
Right. But, you know, and here's the truth about that. If there's an IKEA, there would be plenty of parking, you know, if there was. So a lot of those places bring parking, you know, that's just the way it is. So, you know, it's definitely, I think it's a cultural thing, you know. I think people who live in different parts of Fresno, let's say, are used to free parking, so they don't want to. They're used to the giant, you know, mega parking structures, and I think, you know, we got to do away with that. It's not sustainable, and it's not cool or good. Mm-hmm. For cities. So I think we can definitely improve parking, and I don't think selling off all the parking lots are the way to go about it. I mean, maybe it is actually, but just calling that out is the only way to go. Doesn't seem like the most sane thing to me anyway.
Parking always.
Yeah.
Now that we're gonna lose Fulton Mall as a topic.
Right. we'll be able to talk about downtown parking.
Yeah.
Maybe we should all tell our worst parking story. Although I live down here, so I just walk and it's
I don't ever have an issue. I usually will sneak in the Club One parking lot. Wherever I'm going, because it's just easy, and I know I don't have. You don't get charged. I mean, pro tip: you don't get charged if you're parking.
No, right.
The Club One Casino.
I guess
you're rolling the dice, hoping they're not watching you. Yeah. I guess I don't know, I'm usually parking on the weekends and the evenings, so
right.
I can't really speak during the week.
Weekends and in the evenings they don't charge.
Yeah, it's free.
You know, another thing I think is a big problem is that like the only time people ever go downtown is when they're going to serve on jury duty or something else,
mm-hmm.
and You know, so
Grizzly game, the North resident, right. North resident only comes for Grizzly games and jury duty, it seems like.
And so I think, you know, so if that's your only experience in having to deal with parking, then like, okay, yeah, I mean, I guess I can understand where you're coming from. Or work, you know, if you're coming down for work and you gotta, you know, I can understand some of that kind of stuff. But, you know, at the same, in the same thing, we're a big city, we need to start acting like it, and part of that is especially in our downtown, just parking is something we're gonna have to deal with and pay for. So my own personal opinion anyway. Yeah. Although it'll be interesting to see. I can't on the Fulton Street, or is it gonna be 2 hour free? Is it going to be meter parking? Do you know? Have you heard?
I have not heard about that. I don't know that they've. Yeah,
that's a good question.
That they've publicly like come out with it. This is how we're going to handle.
Because some parts of most of that area, I think, is metered.
Fulton Fulton Street by the Warner's is metered.
Is metered, yeah, and all so that area.
Probably so going to be the same.
The closer you get to the mall, it's metered. The closer you get to culture arts, so
it's
like,
not.
You know, Fulton and Divisadero, it's not.
Right. Like, there's no meters around Rainbow, right?
No, there's no meters around Rainbow. There's no meters around, you know, Fulton 55 in that area. It's all 2 hour, you know, but there's no meter, so you can park for free if you find a space. And I know because I live here and I have to find a space all the time.
Yeah. You don't have that the spot you live in, you don't have a space, a personal, like, all the time space?
No.
Oh. Nope. Look at you, man. City boy.
I guess I could pay for it, yeah, but. So. Parking. So,
parking exciting.
Hopefully we'll get some good comments on that, because I love to hear. Mm-hmm. I love to argue with people about.
Well, I think it's time for a music break before we talk about all the concerts that are coming to Fresno, all the things that are happening, and the concerts that didn't come to Fresno.
Teaser.
Whoa.
All right, so this is the band episode.
Les Wolves with Hit Me Slow Like an Overdose.
Like an overdose, if you sound like an overdose, I'll fit the type of pose. my bed, night terror in my head, creeping spider in my bed. For they lay me down to rest. Night terror in my head, creeping spider in my bed. I will join them all in sun.
Good stuff, man. That's, I like that song, man.
Yeah, they're really cool. They're really good. They're a really cool band. I think they're out actually doing some touring, playing some shows, not here in
yeah, Florida, I saw that. Really, yeah.
Cool. I always liked them. I always thought they were really pretty cool. Had a different kind of sound and look, and that frontman very, very engaging. So. I remember seeing them at the Warner's Theater on the stage for
Fuse Fest. Oh, man. At least we finally got to do that. At least we finally got to use the Warner stage.
They were so good. They were so good that year. So definitely a band worth checking out. And I think a band will be hearing some more from in the future, I'm sure. So. Cool. So let's talk about
Who was not, who did not, you, who you did not see in November.
I did not know. So Kanye was, it's such a weird. So Kanye announced, Kanye was supposed to announce that he was coming to town and he didn't, but because he was supposed to, some of the radio stations let it slip. Mm-hmm. And then quickly took it all down. And so there were rumors, you know, this was like maybe in early October, rumors, oh my God, Kanye's coming to town. Then everyone was like, no, Kanye's not going to come to town. That'd be ridiculous. Why would Kanye come to town? Kanye is Kanye. He'd never come to festival. All this stuff, you know, even though he came here, I think it was in 2005 and hung out at FTK, but whatever. There were all these rumors. Well, then maybe a week later it was announced, oh my God, Kanye is coming to town. It was this big thing. Tickets went on sale and it was Kanye and everyone's very excited. And then at the same time that all this was happening, Kanye was going like batshit crazy.
Right.
Because his wife was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. So he canceled the show and went to be with her and then came back and did some shows. And then the show started getting like weird. And he actually canceled a couple of shows. He canceled one show. He played maybe like, this was in the Midwest or back east somewhere. He played like maybe five, six songs and the sound wasn't up to his like requirements or whatever. It didn't sound the way he thought it should. So he canceled the show. But he's on tour and the tour is going like he starts getting crazy on tour. So he'll like, he starts canceling shows and ending shows early. And there was a show back east somewhere where he played maybe like four or five songs. And then the sound quality was crap. So he just like said, no, I'm done. But he's playing like on this elevated stage that's right, like above the crowd. And so it has
most
to, like,
unique stage I've ever seen. Yeah.
Right. So he has to like retract. So he's like done. And the crowd's still there, and they can see him, but it's all, like, you know, slowly moving in this thing. So it's this awkward, like, thing where he's like, no, I'm done. But they're like, well, we still see you.
Just we'll do something. Show, you know?
So, like, so that happens. And then he plays the show in Sacramento, and he plays, like, three or four songs.
Yeah.
And then he goes on this crazy rant where he just says a bunch of like craziness about how he would have voted for Trump had he voted, and talking about Beyonce and all this crazy stuff. There's actually, I think If you go to Fresno B, there's actually a transcript. Someone actually like parsed out the whole thing and like, you know, and so, and then he was done, you know, so the whole thing lasted like, I don't know, 30 minutes or something. And then he just left. And then the following night, he was supposed to play in, Los Angeles, and he canceled like 2 or 3 hours before the doors were supposed to open. So going in, so that was like on a Sunday. So going into Monday, it was like, oh, is he going to come to Fresno? I mean, it, you know, he had the show on Tuesday, supposed to be in Fresno. And, I got to work and, you know, within probably an hour of being there, it came through. No, he's not going to be playing. He canceled all of his other shows.
Yeah.
Then he gets hospitalized, like they had to like,
mental hospital. Yeah,
they had to handcuff him to a stretcher and take him in, and then. But so then I was reading this thing where a story about how because he may have been mentally incapacitated at the time that the tour was canceled, he actually has insurance. He had taken out insurance for just such a possibility. So. He may not have to pay all of this money. You know, he was out like millions, just tens of millions of dollars, you know, of like shows that he was supposed to play, and then, you know, money, refunds and stuff. And he may not have to pay that because he had insurance in case of him going crazy. But it's actually really funny. So I started listening to Saint Pablo, which is the Life of Pablo is what it's called. And if you listen to it, it's like, oh yeah, he's crazy. I think he knows. You can tell. It's like, man, something's going on with this guy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he'll
a lot of people were. Yeah, well, maybe. A lot of people were super excited that he was going to be coming and were really bummed. A lot of people were super excited he was going to be coming and really pissed. A lot of people were glad that he was not coming and didn't understand why anyone would even care one way or another. So,
yeah.
Polarizing figure, that Kanye West. I really wanted to see the show, and so I was a little bummed, but this is one of many, 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 many shows.
Oh yeah, we got some a lot more announcements happening.
Huge amount of announcements. So the latest was Neil Diamond, who's going to be coming in.
11 Blue Jeans.
Right. What was that? What song was that even?
I don't know. I just do the Will Ferrell Neil Diamond. I don't know the actual Neil Diamond. Man.
That Will Ferrell skit is the probably if not my favorite skit on Saturday Night Live ever. He does the storytellers.
Yeah.
Beatrice Storytellers. All this.
It's just raunchy, crazy stuff.
It was my love of hardcore, barely legal pornography. To read, write this song. Quacko and Rose came on board. Anyway. Yeah, so Neil Diamond will be coming. I think that's sure to be a good show. Bruno Mars is coming back. New Kids on the Block is coming with Boyz II Men and Paula Abdul.
And KTOB!
That's going to be, that's the Total Package Tour, they're calling it. So,
Total Package.
And then actually the Warner's Theater is getting some good shows coming through too. They have Bonnie Raitt coming. Who I was very surprised at the response that I saw on that concert announcement story. I mean, I just saw so many people who were like really, really seemed very excited to see that. So, and I think they have that band Switchfoot's coming. And so it looks like 2017 is stacking up to be a pretty good year. So there's going to be this, they're calling it Pueblo Fest happening in Tulare, and it's supposed to be like the Latin version of Coachella, and it's going to be happening at the International Agri Center, and they're just bringing in like really big regional Mexican acts and Latinx to mm-hmm. play. And it's just, it's like 3 days, and it's essentially Coachella, but for, you know, fans of that kind of like, banda, norteño, Tejano music, all that stuff. So that's happening in March. I think that's going to be a really cool, really cool event, and probably, you know, if it goes off well, something that'll become, you know, an annual thing, like Coachella or like one of those big festivals. So, and that'll be happening in Tulare, which I think is really cool. And kind of a perfect place for it, I think, with the popularity of these kind of acts in town. So, yeah, 2017, I'm looking forward to it.
Nice.
For music anyway. Yeah.
For music.
All right. What else?
We had a viral burrito. Yeah, burrito local burrito go viral,
crazy
national.
Burrito. Yeah.
The
so I saw
Taqueria Yarialias.
I saw the Yarialias. Video something like before, and I didn't know it was in Fresno. And then I heard people talking about it, and I was like, "Oh, that's Fresno. Wow, hey, that's." And I mean, it makes sense. I'm more of a burrito guy. You know, Fresno is all about the tacos,
yeah,
which is cool. But I dig a burrito, man. I'll tell you what. So,
I get
one of these giant burritos.
Yeah, it depends on the day you catch me. Whether I'll say burritos or tacos.
Tell me about this gigantic burrito, though. And whether or not we should go get
it's
one.
It's at 429 North Fresno Street.
Okay.
Taqueria Yarialias. Mm-hmm. It's 3 foot long, and it, you know, it has burrito stuff in it, but it's 3 foot long. That's the thing. It's called the Anaconda.
So is this just like
it got 17 million Facebook views, a video of it, uh-huh, and 53,000 comments.
But how many of them have they sold?
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably one.
One of those challenge burritos where if you don't eat it all, you got to pay for it, bro.
Yeah. I
don't think it's that much, though.
Like it's not that expensive?
Yeah, well, it's like, I want it. Don't quote me, but I want to say it's like $30, $20. It's somewhat reasonable
That's $10 a foot.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So somewhere around there. So it's not crazy. It reminds me of, well, I can't handle any of these eating things because we did that years ago. You remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We did the Megazone challenge.
The Megazone challenge.
The Megazone out at Milano.
And
yeah.
We could not hang. Ed Stewart actually did finish it.
Yeah. Yeah. I came close ish.
Yeah. You were, I think it was between you and Ed at the, if, yeah. But, I think, and
but I was eating slow. I just kept, like,
you're hoping he would crash, hit a wall, and then you would just slowly tortoise go by him.
That was my thing. Is like I'll just eat a little bit the whole time, and mm-hmm. then hopefully, but it didn't work out anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's cool, giant burritos. Yay, Fresno. That's cool.
Yeah, bro.
I should go check that. I'm going to go. I still think the thing that should be a viral hit is that carne asada pizza that they have at that place. It's a little pizza place right across from Roosevelt High School. They have a carne asada pizza, and it is to die for.
Really?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, like on Tulare Street?
Tulare and Cedar. Yeah.
Tulare and Cedar. Okay, now I gotta look because I work over there sometimes, and I've been going to
right across
the Moriscos on Kings Canyon tacos. Yeah, yeah. Oh man, oh my gosh!
Well, this place is right across the street from Roosevelt High. They have a carne asada burrito, and it is great. And we should make that go viral. So anyway, okay, well.
Well, one thing, a little closer to food, I didn't know, something I didn't know, and it's kind of sad now, David and Sons,
The Sunflower Company.
Oh,
they're a local company. Yeah. I never even freaking knew they're a local company.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then they're moving to the Midwest. And they've been here since, you know, it started here with one guy, like in 1918.
They made all them little.
He started doing. He started doing that out of his. He had a service station, and he started just making them himself. He had a roaster at his repair shop. And he was just selling them out of bags himself. He was making, and that David and Sons started from a station, you know, a service station in downtown Fresno.
That's pretty crazy.
And now they're moving to the Midwest.
Did it say why taxes?
It was sort of. I don't know if it said specifically taxes. It was citing all the other sunflower seed companies. You know, there's so much competition and they had to kind of downsize a little bit. Wrapped up in that kind of excuse. So,
right. Well, and I mean, and I think that's the thing now is like any of those kind of stuff, like you can't compete if you're like a small, unless you're a gigantic company, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't compete against the other gigantic companies. So if you're just like a mid-size, you know, company here in Fresno or whatever, it'd be hard to compete with like the big guys,
mm-hmm.
the mega big guys.
But see, like I was, I think I think David and Sons is like the biggest sunflower. Like this, if you watch a baseball game, it's all David. It just trips me out that was a Fresno company the whole time, knew it. I just didn't even think about it. So.
I totally knew it. If I knew that it was important to you, I would have told you.
You're like, Josh, you should have known. Like, hey, Mike, you know that David is from Fresno, right?
Yeah. I did see that that story in the paper the other day, and I thought it was I didn't know they were relocating. I thought they were just closing. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just relocating, downsizing.
So.
Yeah. Which I guess, you know, in the Midwest is even, you know, we're cheap for California, but we're still a lot more expensive than the Midwest. So,
yeah.
I guess that's why.
Well, let them go.
What are we going to do? They're gone. They've already got 1 foot out the door. So.
Right. We need to get Trump over here.
We need to get Trump on this. Hey, man. They're going over our border.
To California.
Bring them back.
We need to get this company to stay. Cool. Well, is there anything else happening?
Well, there's one thing I wanted to ask. Well, there's one thing I wrote about that another thing I didn't know Fresno had, Airbnbs.
I thought that was a great blog post.
I was like, what?
Not too long ago.
Wait, do we have Airbnbs? Because we do have national parks. Somebody would use it, I guess. Right. And then turns out we do have them.
What made you decide to do that blog post? Because I think I thought it was a great blog post. And it was one of those that I was like, ah, he caught us. He scooped us again.
I'm always trying to leave my head open for if I'm thinking about it, then other Fresnans are thinking about it.
Right.
That's where it goes from. And then I'm like, I hope nobody else wrote about this already. Because I'm writing about
it. Turns out I don't think anyone had.
Because that was when I was worried, like, oh, the bee's probably done some story on this at some point.
I don't think we had, no.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about what did we find out?
Well, that is just, you know, we've got them. And that there's anywhere from a $35 couch in Clovis. To, you know, you can actually
don't do that one.
Nah,
I'm just gonna tell you that.
It seems like a nice girl, but and cheap. You know, $30 for to sleep on a couch. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. No, that's cheap rent. But
right, she would be there.
I think so.
Like watching you sleep. Probably.
Yeah, that's the weird thing about because I've never. Have you ever stayed in Airbnb?
No, I've never done that.
Well, it seems like something bands would do though. Like I know you guys don't do any major touring, but
we did. I did. You're damn straight.
Yeah, because I know. Touring bands will take any. Like here's floor space. They're like yes.
Right. Yeah.
So like that's perfect.
Sleep on a floor. Yeah. I have slept on a floor before. So.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can do that, or you can get actually there's a woman that she, I guess she's from here, but she works in New York, and her, okay. She has one of the lofts in the Security Bank building.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
And, she, you can Airbnb one of the lofts up there.
That, how much is it?
I want to say it was around 180, something like that.
God, that's not bad.
It wasn't. Yeah, it was somewhat reasonable for what, you know, to just be up in the loft. I think most of them are like two night minimum kind of deals. Uh-huh. I mean, they have different settings for them all.
If I was staying in Fresno, and my choices were whatever crappy ass hotels are around here, mm-hmm. or that I would totally stay.
Oh yeah, that, because it would seem like somewhat comparable to a hotel room.
Yeah,
and it's gonna have the. It's not
cool.
You know, you're not gonna have a lobby or that kind of amenities, but yeah, you're gonna have. Yeah, you got a bed and a bathroom and a kitchen.
Yeah, and a view.
Right, baddest view. Yeah. And there was something.
Not street yet.
Yeah. The Fulton Mall Street.
Fulton thing.
Then, you know, and there was a couple houses where you could just rent a little house and whatever. There wasn't, we don't have a ton, but they're around.
On Christmas Tree Lane, I thought was interesting.
Yeah, there's one just off Christmas Tree Lane.
Which I think would be cool.
There's a couple in the tower, which would be kind of, I always think the tower needs a little boutique hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in that, like right in the heart, because, you know, we have festivals there. Like, I always think about the
rogue people.
The rogue people, and then the Fresno Film Festival and the Real Pride. I always think, well, there's always people from out of town there. Yeah. Like, where the hell they can't stay in the tower unless they're on somebody's house. It's like, but there were a couple Airbnbs in the tower, so.
They need to take one of those old, like, apartment buildings. Someone needs to buy them, renovate it, and make it into a cool little hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they have those in other cities.
Yeah.
It would be really cool. Yeah.
Just build it.
Or just Airbnb it. That's cool. I appreciated that post, and I think there are probably other people as well. I may just, you know, vacation there. One of my staycations.
Staycation.
I'll just Airbnb, live in a different part of town.
For a couple of days. Like, this is what it's like. Go to Northeast, get a house in Northeast Fresno. Be like, wow.
Security Bank building.
You're all, I get it. Northeast Fresno. And then you start thinking about, you know what? Parking downtown does suck.
It does.
After a couple days out there with all those lots, you could just park right in front of the store.
I park wherever I want. I park in other people's houses. It doesn't matter. Yep. They don't care. Oh, man.
Well, there's one more thing I want to ask you that I'm working on a blog post about, and I think I'm on the right track because I saw Ed. Okay. I saw Ed Stewart on his Facebook today ranting about me and Ed's. It always comes up when during the holidays when you have somebody from out of town or somebody that's a native that's comes back to town. It's like, oh, I gotta get me and Ed's. There seems to be a same amount of people that are like, oh, me and Ed's gotta have some me and Ed's.
Yeah.
That, and then there's the other half is just like, oh, me and Ed's the worst pizza ever.
Right.
It's very polarizing pizza. It seems like. So what is your me and Ed's take? Are you pro or against me and Ed's?
I am neither. I don't. If I had to choose, I would be against it in that it's not where I would get my first choice of pizza or even my second choice or third choice. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe my third choice. It's just, I mean, it's good. I will have it. When, you know, I'm at some place and people get it or, you know, or if, you know, people want to go to me and Ed's for whatever reason, if I'm with friends or something.
Yeah.
But if I'm getting pizza, I that's not any place that I would go to get pizza. I would go to Pacifica. I would go to Chico's. I would go to, I don't know, many different places before me and Ed.
Wow.
So, I don't mind being ads. It's not. So the thing is, it is not. It's a different kind of pizza, right? And yeah. this is why I think people love it. Is because it's like it is. It's California Central Valley pizza. You know, mm-hmm, like I mean, mm-hmm. It's just that's what it is. You can only get it here, and it's very particular. And that's cool, but to me, sometimes. That's not what I want when I want pizza.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. I don't hate it. I don't think it's terrible. Every time I get it, I don't think I've had a bad mayonnaise experience. I just think it's not my idea of pizza. You know how, like, in New York, people get crazy about
right.
They're like, that's not pizza.
Only New York style is pizza.
Yeah. Chicago, deep dish, whatever. That's how I am with anything that's not mayonnaise. I'm like, oh, this is all pizza. Mayonnaise is not.
Mayonnaise is its own thing.
Right. It's its own thing. And, you know, there are times actually, you know, when I have it and it's great and I'll eat, you know, I don't know, a medium pizza by myself or something or a large pizza, whatever. I'll just go crazy on it. It's definitely not my first choice. So. I think that'll be a good blog post.
All right.
Keep me updated.
I'll keep trying to work on it then.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have. I don't know if you have any more there, Josh.
I think that's it for me. I think we've talked more than enough for this episode.
That covers December.
That covers December, man. So in January, we'll have to do a year
right. end. Figure out what was the best about 2016 and what's looking out for 2017.
There was nothing good about 2016. Everyone knows it. It's just a giant finger to 2016. I think it was
one of those years, wasn't it?
Yeah. I can't think of anyone who was like, oh, yeah, great stuff happened for me in 2016.
All the things happened.
Nothing good happened to anyone in 2016. Donald Trump. I guess
he got elected. Yep, he did.
He's having a pretty good year.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't think he really wants. Yeah, I don't really think he wanted to win. So I think he's actually having a bad. He's seeing all this work he's gonna have to do. He's like, ah, crap. He's
like, ah, man.
Whoops.
Like, God damn it, Hillary.
Yeah. Why couldn't you have been more approachable, Hillary?
If you just weren't so lying.
Lying. All those lies.
All right, so yeah, we'll leave it there, and before we go, we will do our plug. So let's do it.
Plug it up.
I'll let you start.
I will, as always, plug all the other podcasts in our little family. Dorktown Comedy Podcast Dorktown. With Bells Hilarious. And producer Becky and our craft beer show The Perfect Pour with Nick and Matt Napolitano and the Harrison Ford Podcast Get Off My Podcast.
All of them have
new shows this week. I recorded 5 episodes in 5 days at the close of this right now.
Is that a personal best. Personal record for you.
Yeah.
Very good. I am
tired and I'm ready to not be recording.
So people can look out for those. Anything else?
Plug somebody else, and that is Casual Blitz, the Etsy local Etsy or Casual Glitz. I said Blitz.
Casual Glitz.
Got on a BuzzFeed post at like all these gifts, for, Britney Spears inspired gifts. It got number one on this is like 15, I think, something like that, and got the number one gift.
Is
on
that for
BuzzFeed,
the Britney Spears candles.
Yes, he makes the Britney Spears candles.
So, I'm so bummed. I have one of those.
Oh, look at you!
I had one,
What?
And
you used it.
I broke it. I knocked.
Were you being all punk rock and be like,
no, you know, so we did that Britney Spears.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know that cover show. It'll go back, and he brought his Britney stuff to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he actually sold anything there or not, but anyway. And so I got a candle while I was there, and it's Britney Spears as the Virgin Mary, I think.
Yeah.
Or one of the saints or something. Really cool. So it's like one of them Jesus candles, but with Britney Spears. And he has a bunch of them that he does, but the Britney Spears ones are really awesome. And and then I broke it. That's my story.
During the show?
I had it here at my house, and I knocked it off the thing, and it smashed, and it was terrible stuff. I'll have to get another one, but that's really cool. So he was on BuzzFeed. Mm-hmm. I'll have to take a look at that. And congratulations, that's really cool.
Yeah, him. Man.
Yeah, he does really good work, and everyone should check it
out. Yeah, he's always at all the craft fairs, most of the downtown craft fairs.
Yeah.
Casual glitz.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, I will plug my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com, where you can read about a lot of the stuff that we are talking about. I will also plug my band. It'll Grow Back, although we haven't been playing in a while, and who knows when we'll be playing again, but hey, what are you gonna do? And yeah, I think that's it for me. Yeah, go ahead and give us
and Werebear's album is out this month. We play Werebear.
Oh, yeah,
we played Werebear last. And Werebear has their album out now. Go.
It is pretty ridiculous. I saw them actually at their release show last night, and super inspiring, really good stuff. I mean, those guys are they put together a really good show. They have a really good community of bands and friends and people that hang out do really cool stuff. So you should definitely check them out. Werebear
Spence
on all the
yes
and Spence Speck.
I am scheduled to be on their podcast in January. Hopefully it happens. I'm finally get on there.
Good, because there was some hubbaloo about that.
Yeah.
Someone.
I was just. It was first. Just me. Just trying to get attention.
Oh, right. And it worked.
It worked.
Yeah. So there it is. I was gonna say that if you like this show, you can leave a review.
Sure. Or subscribing is always subscribing and telling your Fresno friends. Word of mouth is still the number one way to promote things, even with all the social media. Word of mouth is best, and subscribe.
People that don't know that there's a podcast about this.
Oh yeah,
what's up with that?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I think there was somebody recently, I think on Twitter, was like, how could I have not known there's a Fresno podcast all this time? And I didn't even reply, but I was thinking like, it's been around for almost 12 years now, bro.
When did you just discover
podcasts? Yeah. When did you never put in Fresno and podcasts in the search engine anywhere?
No, but that's cool.
Although, I don't know. Maybe we don't come up.
That is true. I mean, that is
it might be somewhere screwed up.
It could be our bad.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm glad that people are listening. Hopefully they get something out of it, because I have fun doing it anyway. So
yeah, first Monday of every month,
and we'll have another one
flowing with famous January. Right. Ooh, right after New Year's. Hopefully we can pull that off.
Is it January 1? It is.
Oh,
huh?
I think so.
I think it might be January
1. Oh man, can we do it?
I think we can. We'll just have
New Year's Eve show.
Well, do we want to do that? Because I'm for that, but we don't have to do that.
No, I don't know. We'll figure it out, hopefully.
Yeah. All right. Well, there it is, and we will see all of you next time.
Well,
no,
we'll listen. We will.
You'll listen, and we'll talk.
We'll feel you listening to us.
Right. something like that. And I'll count us out with a 5, 4, 3, 2.
Keep the bell out. Keep the bell out. Hashtag keep the bell out.
I figured.